We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We'll get to an AMA. More questions like that coming up in 15 minutes from right now. Phone lines will be open. But Tuesday at 1:20, Brandon Adams joins us, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. Brought to you, as always, by R.S. Andrews Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. If you could have a singing voice like any singer, B.A., who would you choose?
Yeah, I think Chris Stapleton is probably a pretty good choice. And I was thinking as y'all were talking, I feel like I probably can make all those notes, just not in that order and not at the same time, right? It's like, I feel like my mouth could make those sounds.
Right, right.
I don't believe I can do them in the order that he's able to do them in.
Are you a karaoke guy? Like when, you know, a couple drinks get flowing, maybe that's the, I don't know, when you're on your cruises or something like that, are you a karaoke singer?
So in all honesty, I sort of wish that I was. Like one of the things that I would like to do is like a rock band karaoke where you do it in front of, like with like an actual band
yep.
playing, but and the actual truth is, like, I've never been able to, like, just sort of let myself go and do it. Not that anybody cares if I'm good or bad or whatever. So I've had a hard time just sort of, like, letting go and letting that rip. But there is a part of me that would like to do a karaoke performance with a rock band at some point in time. I just think that'd be fun. But as of yet, I've been a little too up in my own head to do it, I guess.
Me and karaoke, you know, my wife being from the Philippines, they love karaoke. And, you know, we're going on a cruise next week, and she's already looking forward. She's already got like, B.A., I came home Sunday, and her and my son were in the living room because she's got a new karaoke machine practicing. And I just told her, B.A., and I'll be honest with you, because usually her karaoke songs are breakup songs. And then everybody starts looking back at me. So I just told her, just come up with a new variety this year.
Maybe a new genre?
It's a new genre, yeah. Baby. All of her songs.
How
about love songs? She be singing the hell out of that song. I'm cheering, everybody looking over there at me. So, karaoke.
It does lead to some questions that need to be answered.
Yeah. Damn, is it that bad, baby?
I hadn't thought about it. That's a good point. You got to be careful with your choice when you're married. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So not great news over the weekend in Athens, unfortunately. Etienne gets arrested. He's potentially going to be a DUI. He's driving too fast, all that kind of stuff. This on the heels of a lot of other traffic issues in Athens. What do you make of this story, B.A.?
I think the worst part about it is, I mean, obviously the worst part is the fact that he made, you know, allegedly a bad decision. But, you know, from a football standpoint, the worst part about it is that Etienne had been one of the guys that had probably been most buzzed about this spring. It seems like he's making a really good transition to Georgia and, you know, seemed to be fitting in pretty well. And I think Kirby Smart was really clear today to, like, let it be known that, you know, they haven't changed their opinion of him just because he's had this incident happen. And I don't want to act like I'm shrugging the whole thing off, but to me, this is a little bit about, like, this is how things are supposed to work. You know, he did something he's not supposed to do. He got caught. Police, you know, trying to, you know, protect the roads, protect their communities. You know, he's going to pay a price for that. But I don't think he needs to wear some sort of extra stigma related to this. I'm not trying to tell you it's nothing, but it's one of those things that will be handled with, you know, punishment in the legal system. Georgia will have its own punishment for him. It may include a suspension. I guess there's a, you know, a pretty good chance that it probably will. And, you know, after that, Trevor Etienne's going to have every chance to sort of move past this and kind of, I guess, rewrite his story after all of this, which is what I think any player for any program ought to have the chance to do.
Yeah, I saw that a little while ago today. Kirby had announced that they were going to handle the punishment internally and all that. So, like you said, it could be from a game or whatever, whatever. I think it will be a game. I think that
whole game?
I think so.
Clemson?
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
More likely.
That's a big deal.
That's a really big deal. But we got a long way from there and everything. B.A., when you think about, because G-Day's coming, I know G-Day's a couple weeks away and everything, and I always go back to the first one, you know, and warning all the hoopla and everything. And now that a lot of these guys are gone, you're going to get to see a lot of new faces. How do you think the turnout will be? You think it'd be more than average, or you think it'd be right back at average? Because I don't think it'd ever get as big as it was that first time we went up there for Kirby's G-Day.
And what's funny about that, Randy, is I don't even think they wanted to. I think they were really glad they did 93K, and I think that was one of those things that Kirby had sort of set as a goal and a mission, and they did it. Then after that, I think internally their thought is, okay, we don't need to have this many people here again because that's a huge hassle and all the stuff that kind of goes along with that. So, you know, I think that these days they're probably expecting somewhere in that sort of 40-ish grand situation. About half the stadium may not be available because they are doing a decent amount of construction. So you're going to have about half the house that may not exactly be, you know, appropriate to sit in. But I still think they can get their 40-ish grand or something like that, which is about what they want these days, just because, you know, it is a little bit of a logistical deal to have, you know, much more in the way of that. And I think it does set up to still be a really interesting show because obviously Georgia's, you know, going to have some big questions on offense. You know, who are the big targets catching the ball from Carson Beck in the absence of Brock Bowers? And that G-Day is a little bit of a foreshadowing of some of that, which I think makes the show itself pretty entertaining. But I don't think Georgia has any designs on, like, a sequel to 93K Day. I think that's one of those things. They did it. They were glad they did it. And I don't think they have any desire to do that again.
Brandon Adams joining us here, talking some Georgia football, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. Randy asked me this question during a break about an hour ago, BA. Just in the NIL era, I know it seems like maybe some coaches don't want to be involved in it. Maybe part of why some coaches are getting out of college. If you could take a coach that is no longer coaching, a legendary coach that's no longer coaching, that you think would have been perfectly fit for the NIL era, who's the guy that you're taking?
Well, it's not football, but the first thing that came to mind for whatever reason is Jerry Tarkanian, right? Oh, UNLV.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
It just sort of seemed like anything kind of went out there. There's something about Tarkanian that just sort of fits so well with, like, the Las Vegas vibe of that time and maybe the Las Vegas vibe that still exists to a certain extent now. That's a guy who I think, you know, could really sort of thrive in that environment and do really well, because that's one of those programs that in its heyday, and I have great memories of that growing up, really seemed to lean on the city that it was in really well. And I guess from that standpoint, you know, a Pete Carroll to USC, a little bit different type of, same type of vibe, or, you know, like what Jimmy Johnson going back a few years, you know, could have been in a place like Miami. Some of those programs that didn't quite feel college, felt more big city, that they just had that chance to sort of sell that. And in an NIL age, maybe they'd have that a little bit more. Maybe that's some of what we see USC still trying to do right now. But definitely some of those sort of, you know, bygone age, you know, UNLV in basketball, Miami, USC in football, they certainly would have had some opportunities available to them that maybe they weren't able to fully take advantage of back then.
Hey, babe, real quick, because me and Andy, I think we were talking about it yesterday, and we saw that Georgia got a couple recruits from the 2026 class. And I know you, like we said, you do Dog Nation every day. Obviously, you have a following and everything like that. You, and because I can do how I am, okay, it's 2026, it's a long ways away. Is there excitement about getting these kids, knowing the fact that 2026 is a long ways away, and we've seen how change-mindedness these kids can be?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, if you ever do, like, a foreign trip, like you go to another country, there's an exchange rate where, like, your dollar's worth something else in another country.
Right.
That's a little bit like the reaction to a recruiting story like this. Like, Jared Curtis, who committed to the number one player in the entire country, the class of 2026, and yet that's less exciting than perhaps a lesser player from the current class, because 2 years, as you said, is a long way away in this current age in which we live in. I think the Curtis thing was met with some positivity from Georgia fans, but also some curiosity, because there are a couple of 2025 quarterbacks who are getting really close to making some pretty big decisions. I think a lot of Georgia fans were kind of wondering, how does this fit in with all of that? So, you know, clearly there was some happiness, and that's obviously good news, even if he eventually doesn't stick with Georgia, which sometimes they don't. But I think for a lot of Georgia fans, this was more about, well, what does this mean for the fact that a guy named Matt Zoller is about to make a commitment coming up in just a few days? And obviously Julian Juju Lewis in a couple of months is expected to make his choice. How does the number one player in 2026 impact these two 2025 quarterbacks? And that's probably the thing that Georgia fans thought most about, that, what it does to impact the current class.
B.A., we appreciate it. Thank you.
Good to be with you guys.
Right. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast, every single day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.